CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 11th of August, 2024, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. The RSGB 2024 convention will have a mix of presentations, workshops and forums to suit a broad range of interests. The RSGB welcomes University Technical College South Durham Radio Club to its School Zone web page. The RSGB's awards manager has issued an update about operating awards. The RSGB convention this year will have a mix of presentations, workshops and forums to enable you to take part in the content that suits you. On Saturday morning there will be an EMC and EMF update presentation, followed by an informal EMC and EMF clinic in the afternoon. Led by RSGB EMC Committee Chair John Rogers, M0JAV, with Ian White, GM3SEK, and Peter Zollman, G4DSE, who are two of the committee's EMF consultants, these sessions are not to be missed. Head to the presentation to hear the latest updates, and then take your EMC and EMF problems to the clinic, where John, Ian, Peter, and other specialists will be available to help. This is just one of the great amateur radio topics being covered at this year's event. To book your convention tickets, go to the RSGB website at rsgb.org/convention. The RSGB is thrilled to welcome the University Technical College South Durham Radio Club to its School Zone web page. The club, which is operating using the call sign Mike 1 Uniform Tango Charlie, is being led by Professor Ian Neal, M0KEO, who is also the RSGB's British Science Week coordinator. The club is looking forward to operating at the start of the new term in September. If you'd like to view contact details for this or any other school and college amateur radio clubs, go to the RSGB website at rsgb.org/school-zone. The RSGB also has a list of university amateur radio clubs, which you can find by visiting rsgb.org/university-corner. If you're part of a school, college or university club that isn't currently listed on any of these pages, please email the name of the club, contact details and any supporting web links to Charlie Oscar Mike Mike Sierra at rsgb.org.uk. As part of the RSGB's commitment to keeping members updated, the awards manager has issued some key messages about RSGB operating awards so far this year. Lindsay Pennell, G8PMA, is always keen to hear from radio amateurs about the type of awards they enjoy and new ones they would like the RSGB to develop, if possible. One of the ideas he is considering is a series of variations on the marathon or challenge idea that runs over a specified time period to achieve target criteria. Would that interest you? Also, if you're a keen award chaser and would like to share your story, Lindsay would love to hear from you. You can contact him via awards@rsgb.org.uk. And you can see the key messages on his page of the RSGB website. Go to rsgb.org.uk and search for Awards Manager. Don't forget to listen out for all the stations that will be on the air during International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend on Saturday the 7th and Sunday the 18th of August. This is one of the most popular amateur radio events in the calendar, and in past years there have been more than 500 entries from over 40 different countries. More details about the event and a registration form can be found at indialimalimawhiskey.net. The British Inland Waterways on the Air event will take place between Saturday the 24th and Monday the 26th of August. The event is open to amateurs who use canals, towpaths, rivers, lakes or reservoirs for work or recreation. Registration for the event is now open. To sign up, visit Nunsfield House Amateur Radio Group's website at November Hotel, Alfa Romeo Golf, .org.uk and follow the Bywota 2024 link. National Hamfest 2024 is taking place on the 27th and 28th of September and promises to be an unforgettable celebration of all things amateur radio. As always, the traders and manufacturers are lining up to bring you the best in amateur radio equipment and accessories. Many exhibitors will be offering exclusive deals, making it the perfect time to upgrade your gear or add new items to your shack. For those eager to secure their spot, online ticket sales are open and early bird discount is available until the 31st of August. For more information and to purchase your tickets, visit nationalhamfest.org.uk. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline for submissions is 10 a.m. on Thursdays before the Sunday broadcast each week. And now for details of rallies and events. Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society's Hamfest is taking place today. The venue is Cobham Sports and Social Club Ground, Merley, near Wimborne in Dorset. The doors are open from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. and admission, which includes parking, costs £5. Catering and a bar are available on site. For more information, visit Foxtrot Romeo, Alfa Romeo Sierra, .co.uk/hamfest. Rugby Amateur Transmitting Society's annual radio rally is scheduled to take place on Sunday the 18th of August at Prinsthorpe College, Prinsthorpe Rugby. The doors will be open from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m, but sellers can gain access from 8 a.m. The admission fee is £4 per person. Pre-booked pitches cost £15. On the day, pitches will cost £20. For more information, email rally@rugbyalphatangosierra.co.uk or visit rugbyalphatangosierra.co.uk. And the West Manchester Radio Club's Red Rose Summer Rally is set to place on Sunday the 18th of August at St Joseph's Hall, Mather Lane, Lee, postcode Whiskey November 7 to Papa Juliet. The doors open at 10 a.m. For further information and bookings, email rally@whiskeymikeromeocharlie.co.uk or phone 07796 264 569. Now the special event news. Bush Valley Amateur Radio Club will be active from all three lighthouses on Rathlin Island during International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend on Saturday the 17th and Sunday the 18th of August. Operators will be working on 80 to 10 metre bands using SSB, CW and FT8. Look out for special event call signs Golf Bravo 1 Romeo Papa, Golf Bravo 2 Echo Lima, and Golf Bravo 2 Whiskey Lima, which will all be in use. For more information, visit the QRZ.com page for each of the call signs. Danish amateur radio experimenters are activating special event stations in Denmark to celebrate the 60th anniversary of Islands on the Air, IOTA. There will be various activities from both fixed island amateur radio stations and from island expeditions to some of the 101 Danish IOTA islands. All amateur radio bands can be used with CWSSB RITI and several digital modes, a diploma for contacts and shortwave listener reports which special event stations achieved during the period from the 1st of July to the 31st of August 2024 will be available. All logs will be uploaded to Club Log and Logbook of the World. For more information, visit the Oscar Zulu 60 India Oscar Tango Alpha page at qrz.com. The Unicom Radio Club is operating using the special event call sign Golf Bravo 1 Uniform Romeo Charlie until the 4th of September. The activity marks the official introduction of this international club to the amateur radio community. For more information, visit Uniform November India, Charlie Oscar Mike, Romeo Alpha Delta India Oscar. That's unicomradio.com/Golf Bravo 1 Uniform Romeo Charlie. Now the DX News. MLDL8JJ is active as Oscar X-Ray / Delta Lima 8 Juliet Juliet from Greenland until the 15th of August. He's operating on the HF bands using CW from a camp at Tasiilaq. That's NA151, and from various locations on the main island, NA018. Raphael NN3RP is active as Yankee November 2 Romeo Papa from Nicaragua until the 20th of August. He's operating using SSB, CW, FT8 and FT4 on the 40 to 10 meter bands, QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL, or direct to NN3RP. Now the contest news. On Tuesday, the 13th, the 432 Megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC using FM on the 77 band. The exchange of signal reports your number and locator. Also on Tuesday, the 13th, the 432 Megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 77s band, the exchange of signal report serial number and locator. The Worked All Europe DXCW contest started at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 10th and runs until 23:59 UTC today. Using CW on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange of signal report and serial number. On Wednesday the 14th, the 432 Megs FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 77s band, the exchange is reported for character locator. Also on Wednesday the 14th, the 432 Megs FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 77s band. The exchange is report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. On Thursday the 15th, the 70 Megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 4-meter band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 8th of August, 2024. Well, so much to the experts. NOAA predicted that the solar flux index would fall last week. It actually increased to a whopping 303 on Thursday the 8th. But this high solar flux number was accompanied by a strong risk of solar flares, so it was not all plain sailing. We've had 15 M-class and 2 X-class solar flare events over the past 3 days, and the threat remains high. Coronal mass ejection activity on Wednesday resulted in NOAA and the Space Weather Prediction Center warning of possible moderate G2 geomagnetic storming towards the latter part of the week, ending the 11th of August. This could see the KP index rise and the maximum usable frequency fall. Hopefully, conditions will improve after the weekend. Last week was a good one for HF propagation, with a high solar flux index and a low KP index. The 10-metre band was open to Brazil in the late afternoon, and this appeared to be F2 layer propagation and not multi-hop sporadic E. Meanwhile, the 15-metre band has perhaps been the DX band of choice, with long openings to the Far East, at least on FT8, and North America at the same time. HF conditions should also improve as we move into September, but more on that closer to the time. Attention now shifts to November 5 Juliet on Jarvis Island, an uninhabited 4.5 square kilometre coral island in the South Pacific Ocean, about halfway between Hawaii and the Cook Islands. The DX expedition is active on all bands, and their website is at jarvisisland2024.com. It can provide you with personalized propagation forecasts. Let us know if you work them. Using Propy at soundbytes.asia or voacap at voacap.com shows that 2017 and 15 meter short path seem to offer the best chance of working the DX expedition, with morning openings from around 0600 to 1000 UTC. There's also a potential long path opening between 1800 and 2000 UTC, with a possibility of the 10-metre band at 1900 UTC. Both are near polar paths and may be adversely affected by a high KP index. CDXC members with good stations have already reported QSOs with N5J on the 17-metre band using FT8. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will be in the range of 185 to 240. Geomagnetic conditions will depend on whether we have more solar flares and coronal mass ejections, and the chance of those remains high. An Earth-facing coronal mass ejection could send the KP index soaring, and that will no doubt lead to reduced maximum usable frequencies and noisy bands. So, fingers crossed for more quiet geomagnetic conditions and low KP indices. Now the VHF and up-propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The summer tries to deliver, but overall the pattern has a rather unsettled flavour to it for the coming week. On the positive side, we see a transient area of high pressure crossing southern Britain over this weekend, ending today, the 11th. This could give some tropo conditions, but after this, the Atlantic westerly flow brings a succession of fronts and showers to most areas. In terms of propagation, this suggests that rain scatter will have the best of it in the week ahead. The sporadic E season remains a good fallback and surprised us in East Anglia mid-morning on Tuesday the 6th of August with 140 more megs sporadic E propagation to Yankee Uniform, Hotel Alpha, 9 Alpha and Lima Zulu, moving around towards Italy as the opening progressed. All were workable with 100 watts and a white stick antenna on FT8. For the coming week, the jet stream activity will probably start by favouring paths to Scandinavia and the Baltic. Later in the week, a new jet stream will drive southeast into Iberia, opening up chances for paths to Echo Alpha and Charlie Tango. The Perseus meteor shower this week will provide welcome new fuel for sporadic E, and as a result, like most years, we'll see openings into the first week of September. The meteor scatter highlight is the Perseus meteor shower, which peaks on Monday and Tuesday. So, there are plenty of opportunities to try a new mode or fill in some missing grid squares if you are already involved in meteor scatter. Many websites explain what it's all about, but one to start you off is Gulf 7 Romeo Delta X-ray.co.uk. Also, try looking for videos of meteor activity on SDR radios to get an idea of what it all sounds like. The solar conditions lately have been rather disturbed. It would not be surprising if the KP index was to suggest that aurora could be a possibility, if it gets to 5 or higher. Moon declination is negative and reaches minimum on Tuesday the 15th, which means there will be short moon visibility windows and low peak elevation. Pulse losses will decrease throughout the week, and 144 meg sky noise is low over the weekend, but climbing to reach a high peak of over 3,200 Kelvin on the 15th. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. Today I'm covering Bristol and the extreme south-east of Wales. On Tuesday, Barton District Amateur Radio Club has a net via the GB3PC repeater from 7:30pm. On Thursday, members are meeting via Zoom. For more information about the club, visit Bravo Alpha Delta, Alpha Romeo Charlie, .org.uk. The North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, postcode Bravo Sierra 16 for November Echo. Meetings start at 7pm and talks start at 8pm. On Friday the 16th of August, the club will be joined by guest speaker April M7APR, UK Parks Controller. April's talk will be entitled Getting Started with Parks on the Air. The club welcomes all members and non-members. Contact is via November Bravo, Alfa Romeo Charlie, .org.uk, or through Dave, G7BYN, on 07533-933-831. On Thursday, South Bristol Amateur Radio Club is having a Zoom discussion from 8pm. Listen out for club members who will be on the air next weekend, the 6th, 17th and 18th, during International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend. Contact is Andy Jenner, G7KNA, enquiries at Sierra Bravo, Alfa Romeo Charlie, .co.uk. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30pm at the Chantry, Thornbury. The club has daily nets via the GV3ZB repeater from 10:30am. The club's Friday net is on 145.450 megs from 8pm. Contact is Terry M0TJX, secretary at Tango Sierra Golf, Alfa Romeo Charlie, .uk. Or call 07889-208-090. On Monday, Western Supermare Radio Society is meeting at Western Supermare Social Club from 7:30pm. Thursday sees a net via the GV3WB repeater from 8pm. Contact is via Weston Radio Society at gmail.com. And over in South Wales, on Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30pm. There'll be a club net on 144.550 megs from 8pm on Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7pm, hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. Contact is Steve, GW5VOG, on 07900-560-080. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesdays of the month in the upstairs room at Chepstow Athletic Club, postcode November Papa 16, 5 Juliet Tango, from 7:30pm. The society welcomes both licensed and unlicensed visitors, and its membership includes people of all ages who have a variety of interests in radio. The society's call sign, which has been linked to Chepstow for many years, is Golf Whiskey 4, Lima Whiskey Zulu, and they have a website at golfwhiskey4limawhiskeyzulu.co.uk. Cwmbrannau District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7pm till 9pm at Henslis Village Hall, postcode November Papa 44, 6 Juliet Zulu. New and old members are always welcome. The society has a fully equipped shack for member use, which also houses the GB3YA repeater with an echo link connection to GB3YA-R, Both are owned and maintained by the club. Why not join the Monday Evening Net on 145.712.5 MHz CTCSS 94.8 with a 600 kHz split from 7:30 p.m. The society will be active with the call sign Golf Bravo Zero Foxtrot Lima between the 24th and 26th of August at the 14 Locks Canal Centre. Join the British Inland Waterways on the air event. To find out more, visit the club's website at mikecharliezeroyankeealphadelta.club or ring Ken Smith on 07411-595-103. Highfield Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Clonidale, Cardiff. Postcode Charlie Fox Lot 14, 6 Echo Alpha, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors. There are nets on GB3WB from 9:30 p.m. till 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. On Mondays, there's a Wires X net in the Highfields room, 05993. Access is also possible in Cardiff via gateways on 431.075 megs and 431.1875 megs. On Wednesdays, there are nets on 145.525 megs FM from 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. On Fridays, from 7 p.m, there's a net on the MB7IEC All-Star node 59948 and via Echolink, MB7IEC-L. This simplex gateway covers most of Cardiff and can be accessed on 144.9125 megs FM with CTCSS code 110.9. Contact is via Hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 7.1 megs from 10 a.m. Mondays, he's a digital net from 8 p.m. On Tuesday, there will be a net on 145.375 megs from 8 p.m. Members are having a clubhouse evening from 7 p.m. on Thursday. For more information, see Golf Whiskey 4 Echo Zulu Whiskey .org.uk. And finally, Uskside Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Faith Church, Wen Industrial Estate, Rogerston, postcode November Papa 10, 9 Foxtrot, Quebec, located 5 minutes from junction 27 of the M4. On Tuesdays, there's a net on 145.550 megs from 7 p.m. and contact is via uskside@newport.com or their website uskside@alpharomeocharlie.com. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSTV website should be sent to the editorial team as soon as advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSTV retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeo-sierra-golf-bravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week, keep safe from the GB2RS news team. And I'm just inside the half hour. Phew. G4TRN is listening.